Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. It's time for your toll-free call, 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. And we didn't get this from Kenrick, and I wanted to make sure we gave it out. If you have questions about the Android beta app, if you download it, you have questions, you can send them to mobilebeta@ebay.com. Mobilebeta, one word, at ebay.com.
And we didn't say goodbye to Kenrick, got cut off, and
yes.
We apologize to you, Kenrick.
We need a way to signal people. Can we get like a foghorn that says you've got like 10 seconds?
Most people are cool. I mean, they can hear it. Sometimes you can't hear it, depending on what kind of phone you're on.
You may not hear the music.
You know that, exactly. Yeah. And so that's why I usually come in to remind you, but I was choking on my water at the moment.
Choking on your water? What are you doing there?
Drinking water.
Oh, okay.
Ice, very, very ice cold water, you know.
Why?
Well, if I had a sore throat or something, I'd be drinking tea with honey or spraying, you know, that stuff on it, that green stuff, comes in a bottle in the drugstore.
Soylent Green?
I forgot what it's called. No. Forgot what it's called.
It's people!
What it does is it kind of numbs your throat. But I don't have a sore throat.
Chloroseptic.
That's it. Thank you. But I don't have a sore throat. I just have, you know, sometimes allergies. So I drink very, very, very cold water while I'm on the air. I mean, John puts ice in it and then puts water that's already almost freezing into it.
Yeah.
And it does. And it almost works like chloroseptic, but not quite.
Well, there it is. Yeah.
Yep. So our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And before we get on with the rest of our show, our guy, Oilerman, you know.
Ron.
Okay.
Yeah, such a gentleman.
I asked Ron to call in today to give us his State of the Oilerman address. Because he put it out on
State of the Oilerman.
Yeah, he put it out on the
on our
chat board,
yeah.
Right? A whole bunch of stuff. So I told him to call in. So hey,
cool.
Ron in Birmingham, Alabama, known as Oilerman 21. How you doing today, Ron?
Fine, Lee and Griff. How are you?
Just Ducky.
Great. Do you want me to go down that
list? Yes, I do. I want you to go down the list.
Yes, we need you to go down that list, in fact.
Okay. My first point is to say, hey, it's been a busy time the last few days. And thanks to you guys, eBay Radio and the eBay friends, I was able to do a lot of stuff in the few days. Number one.
Yes.
I joined Facebook and the eBay groups on Facebook and Pinterest. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
We sold 4 items.
Yay!
We had a big oops shipping error. I sent out the wrong item. I fixed that. Customer's happy. I used
Wait a second. Before you go to the next one.
Okay.
How did you make the customer happy after you'd sent out the wrong item?
Oh, well, I shipped him the wrong thing. He emailed me and said, hey, it's not what I wanted. And I said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I shipped you the wrong thing. Would you want to make an exchange? And he said, yes. I said, okay. So I paid for his shipping the item back. I then exchanged the item, put the correct item in the box, and I paid to ship it back to him. So it didn't cost him a nickel more than what he initially spent for the item. And it wouldn't have been fair to charge him for my mistake.
Yeah, that's very cool.
That's excellent.
Yes.
Okay, next.
Okay. And Markdown Manager, I've used that setting up some sales, but you got to be careful. You got to check your ending dates before you make it active. I messed up one of my ending dates, and it wound up being for a month instead of a week.
Oh, Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, and you can't change that. And I created four sales, four types of sales, and I changed 12 listings to auction type, and I spread all my other listings across the various areas that you guys have talked to me about and suggested to me on the radio. And the last thing is I tried to go in there and change all the titles and descriptions as per Griff, your suggestions, and Lee's advice. I changed 124 descriptions.
Oh.
I went from that very wordy type thing to more of a bullet type thing, and I still got to go in there and eliminate some of those bullet items.
Ah, that's terrific.
You know what? And, I am so proud of you.
Yes, absolutely. That's a lot. Good for you.
Wow. Just in this past few days.
If you're a regular listener, you know that Ron's called in, and we're following his progress from newbie to experienced, successful, wildly rich seller.
Oh, I wish.
So, Ron,
we're making slow but steady progress.
That's fantastic.
Do you have a question for us today in addition to this, Ron?
A question? Well, I don't know if I should do this. I'm taking up a lot of folks' time.
One question.
But
yeah,
I didn't know the secret word.
We haven't got there yet.
The duck hasn't flown over yet.
So you have to wait for the ducky.
I just told it. I put a hint out there. Maybe I won't call in with it. I put a hint out there for others to read, and maybe it'll tell them what they need to know. I'll let someone else go for it.
Totally cool, Ron. Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, Griff, this is so great.
Yes, it's amazing. It's great to hear somebody from the beginning. We don't often have that.
I know. It's fantastic. All those things he did today.
He did a lot.
Joined Facebook and the eBay group, Pinterest, sold four items, corrected his shipping error. By the way, he handled it perfectly. And you know, I was reminded when he was talking, Griff, good customer service really is a no-brainer. I mean, if you think what is fair, if you say to yourself what's fair, you're going to do the right thing.
Absolutely. I agree.
He used Markdown Manager, although he messed up an ending date on one.
Well, that's not so bad.
He created four sales. What he meant by that was, you know, he put some of his items on sale.
Yeah.
He changed 12 listings to auction type. He spread out his listings over various suggestions learned on eBay Radio. I don't know what he meant by that exactly, but we'll see. Changed all descriptions as per Griffin Lee's advice. And then he ended it with making slow but steady progress.
Yes, absolutely.
We're proud of him. I just love it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
By the way, if you can't call us for whatever reason, you can click the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player and email your question in to us, your question or your suggestion, or just if you want to have attitude, we don't care. You can do that too. So you can give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 or click that Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. So, Griff.
Yeah, that's me.
So how you doing otherwise? How's Howie?
He's back to work today.
Oh.
First time in almost 2 months.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah. So that's good.
He's a hard worker, that guy.
Yes.
He's worked through a lot of illness.
Yes.
I think where some of us might have stayed home.
It is true that, for example, most people who have renal failure, they're qualified and they do. They'll go on full disability.
Yeah.
You can do that. He refused. So he likes to be active. He likes to be in the world.
Oh, yeah. And in his plays and everything?
Everything.
He's living his life to the fullest, Greg.
To the absolute fullest. It puts me to shame.
He is.
I just watch him. I get so tired, I have to go to bed.
Will we see him in Las Vegas?
He was hoping. He'll have to, you know, he has to take some time off to do that. But he said to me he'd love to come this year. So,
well, all the rooms are suites. So there'd be plenty of room.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's cool.
So our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, or click the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. And yes, I got another email. When is registration opening? Anytime now.
Anytime now. So close.
It's very close.
See, we're doing this because we love to tease you out. So, where this is
you
like
know
the,
me better than that, Griff. I tell everything right from the beginning.
Yeah, but you can't.
I know.
Because then we'd have to kill you.
I know.
We could tell
on
you.
On the campus at eBay.
So I could tell you the registration date, but then I'd have to kill Lee.
Yeah.
So.
God. So they're all writing in now. Tell me.
No, they're not. They love you more than they love me.
No, they don't. Are you kidding? The email that came concerning the thing?
The thing? What about the thing?
Concerning the thing?
About No, you are very good, I have to admit. It's what? Unlike some people I know.
No. I mean, you know, they sent out the email.
Yes.
And it says all the wonderful things that are going to happen. And then at the end of it, it says, and you can meet Griff.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
What is it, like an addendum?
Yeah. Mm. Seriously.
Meet him where? It's, not in the suite.
It says, here's what it says exactly.
Right.
It gives all bullet points, you know.
Yeah.
Choose from over 20 workshops that will help grow your business. Explore, have fun in the community village. And it says, answer your questions and meet eBay experts, employees, executives, and Griff. And Griff is in all caps.
Oh, wow. All caps.
With an exclamation point after.
That's pretty important. This open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint. Give us a ring, why don't you? 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 374.
Building a relationship with your buyer. Sherry Gilson is known on eBay as top-rated seller My Little General Store, all one word. She has a couple of tips on how to make the most out of your customer relationships.
When somebody gives me a feedback, I like to respond back to them and thank them for taking the time to give me a feedback because we know not everybody does that. If I'll get something, an unhappy customer, you know, it'll catch me for a minute, but then I know that I need to walk away and deal with it later. Because later on, it's not such a big deal.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-723-4630.
888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. Have your people call our people at 888-RADIO-30 and we'll do lunch.
Yes, we will.
That number is 888-723-4630. That's so 70s,
isn't
it?
Sushi bar.
In the 70s. We'll do lunch.
Have your people call my people.
And I used to think, what are we going to do to it? I've always wondered about the use of the word. Do I have friends when we go out? I assume it's a California thing. And the waitress says, so what will you have? And they say, I'll do the hamburger. And I'm thinking...
Not
do
in
what?
Front of everybody, please. Yeah,
please, this is the family restaurant.
That belongs in the dorm room.
I'll do the hamburger plate.
Sylvia in Springfield, Oregon, known on eBay as Red Leader 98. Hey, Sylvia, welcome to the program. What is your question or comment?
Hi. So last week, sold an item to a person, a shirt. He opened a case for item not received, but I didn't see it, and I didn't receive a little email from eBay either. So as I'm glancing at my seller hub, I see my task list box, and then I see the orders box. And at the bottom, the very last click on there is a resolution center. And I saw, a one. And I was like, well, what is this about? And popped it open. And at that point is when I saw that he had opened a case for an item not received. But it had been like 24 hours old. And when I looked at my messages, there wasn't a message saying, somebody opened a case. So when somebody opens a case, is there at least an email popping up saying, had a case open?
Yeah, there's usually an email that automatically sends out.
Okay. So, all right. So then in this particular one, it didn't. And it had been, by the time I looked at it, it had been about 24 hours old.
Wow.
So, but I contacted the person. I said I would follow up with my post office to see if there's anything that we could do. But basically, his wife was there when the mail was being delivered. She was handed letters but no package. And then when he went to look at his tracking, it showed as delivered.
Wait. Tracking shows the item was delivered?
Yeah, tracking showed the item was delivered even though his wife said she didn't, she wasn't handed a package.
Yeah, this case is going to close out in your favor.
Right. So, but still wanting this to be I'm trying to help my buyer as much as I can.
Sure.
I did go over to the post office and just asked, what can we do?
Right.
He printed out a USPS tracking intranet, which showed all the scans for that item as it went across the country.
Right.
And it showed that it was delivered on Monday, like he said.
Yeah.
And then it was redelivered on Wednesday. So at that point, can I just have that, that report? And the post office gave it to me, no problem. So I just got back with my buyer and said, I did this, went to the post office, they gave me this report. It showed delivered on Monday, and then it showed delivered on Wednesday.
Right.
So I hopefully you received your item. And then he did get back, a few hours later, said, yes, in fact, it did show up on Wednesday.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah.
So he's good, I'm good. But I guess, people take a look at your resolution center right there at the bottom of the second box in case there's something there, because I just didn't receive an email, and I just go out and send my messages right now. And so that's
right,
something I'm going to keep an eye on in the future.
Yeah, you should always use that. That's the best place to check.
Okay. But I'm glad it worked out. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Sylvia. We appreciate your call today from Springfield. And we go from Springfield to Florida, Apopka, Florida. Marion, who's known on eBay as JM Online Boutique. Hey, Marion, what's your question or comment?
Hi, I have a question about opening multiple ID, user IDs,
mm-hmm.
not stores.
Yeah.
I have one store.
Right.
But I have two right now user IDs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm having a problem that they won't up my limits. And
right.
I've called everybody, and sometimes I've get nasty, and sometimes I'll get somebody who, one of them had told me that they'll raise it up to 250 listings because of my other store that I've been on for 2 years selling nicely.
Yeah.
So all I want to do is I have another store or another user ID. I didn't make that into a store yet. But to get it started, I don't have enough room for listings, and I can't get in touch with anybody. I tried on Facebook. I tried just calling through, and everybody promises me something different, and I'm not really getting anywhere.
Griff, right. Is there anything you can do if she sends you email?
Yeah, you can send me an email, and I can send it to the team that manages and assigns limits for their consideration. That's about all I can do, though.
We hope this helps you, Marion. So
send
it to
griff@ebay.com.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Is it smart to have double stores? I mean, I have a lot of room on my first store, but the items don't really match each other, so
it's
that's why I wanted to start a second.
So it's a matter of personal taste. I personally would never have more than one store. It's too much of a management nightmare. And it costs more money because you're paying double subscription prices. I think that there's a benefit from having very different product lines in one store. Somebody may be looking at one product line and they may find something in your other products that they want to buy. So I'm not a big believer in separate stores, but that's just me. That's just me. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit: Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.